Hello and happy Monday. Rise up. Clean slate, fresh start, new week, new opportunities. Let's seize every one of them coming our way. Complacency is the constant enemy. Let's learn one thing. Do one thing that'll make us a little better today than we were yesterday. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10. Lots of news to tell you about today, so let's get to it. We begin with a surprise summit that could have huge implications for the war in Ukraine. President Donald Trump has announced he will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Alaska this Friday.
I'll be meeting very shortly with President Putin. It would have been sooner, but I guess there's security arrangements that unfortunately people have to make.
It will be the first face-to-face meeting for the leader since Trump returned to the White House. It will also be Putin's first time on U.S. soil in nearly a decade. He met with then-President Barack Obama in 2015. This meeting follows last week's deadline from President Trump for Russia to end its war in Ukraine or face more sanctions from the U.S. That Friday deadline came and went without a ceasefire deal, with Russia launching more than 100 drones in a fresh wave of attacks across the country. And as details emerge about this crucial meeting, perhaps the biggest question is whether Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will be there. The White House says they have not ruled that out. Zelensky says he's ready to work with the U.S. in hopes of finally ending the war.
Ukraine is ready for real solutions that can bring peace. Any decisions that are against us, any decisions that are without Ukraine, are also decisions against peace. They will not give anything. They are dead solutions. They will never work. And we all need a real, living peace that people will respect.
Zelensky has made it very clear he will be rejecting any plan that would involve his country giving up land, something President Trump has indicated may be necessary to end the war. But one thing is certain, all eyes will be on Alaska this week, with the future of Ukraine potentially hanging in the balance. Did you know Alaska was once part of Russia? That's right, the United States purchased the land that would become the 49th state from the Russian Empire nearly 158 years ago for $7.2 million. Alaska Day is celebrated every year to commemorate its official transfer on October 18, 1867. And Alaska isn't just the largest U.S. state, it's also the northernmost, westernmost, and easternmost, did you know? That's right, the state's Aleutian Islands extend so far west, they're east. They cross the 180th meridian, putting them in the eastern hemisphere. Now to a trailblazer who made history this weekend, becoming the first female to umpire a Major League Baseball regular season game. Jen Powell worked first base of the first game of the Marlins-Braves doubleheader, third base in the second, and she was behind home plate calling balls and strikes in the series finale. The cap Powell wore is headed to the MLB Hall of Fame. She says she was blown away by fans shouting her name, holding up signs, some saying things like, "Welcome to the show, Jen."
Just incredible. Like, dream came true. Like, the dream actually came true today. And I'm still living in it. And I'm just so grateful to my family, to Major League Baseball for just creating such an amazing work environment, to the umpires that I work with, who we have just amazing camaraderie. And we're having fun out there. We're working hard, but we're having fun. And I'm just so thankful.
Powell grinded it out in the minor leagues for about a decade, climbing the ranks. Her message, MLB is ready for women. Pop quiz, hot shot. How long does it take a spacecraft to arrive at the International Space Station after takeoff? 4 days, 9 days, 4 hours, 23 hours. I've waited in longer lines to get my tires changed. A spacecraft can arrive at the ISS as soon as 4 hours after launching from Earth. Up to 8 spaceships at once can be connected to the station. A group of astronauts is back on Earth after spending nearly 5 months aboard the International Space Station.
Strike in 400 meters. Strike in. Brace for splashdown. Brace for splashdown.
They returned in a SpaceX Dragon capsule on Saturday. This was the third manned Pacific splashdown for SpaceX, a private exploration company. But because the company partnered with astronauts from NASA, it was a major milestone for the U.S., the first splashdown for NASA in 50 years. Two Americans returned on the Dragon along with astronauts from Japan and Russia. The last time NASA astronauts landed in the Pacific was during the 1975 Apollo-Soyuz mission. Next up, some soccer-playing robots reportedly behind the widening gap between China and the U.S. in the artificial intelligence race. A startup in China is using soccer to train their next-gen AI bots, which they say could be used in everything from food delivery to factories. Our Mark Stewart takes us for a first-hand look at their cutting-edge tech.
This is where robots come to life. They mimic mankind, yet depend on these Chinese engineers to function. We were given rare access to this lab by tech startup Booster Robotics on the outskirts of Beijing. We saw how robots can be built to play soccer.
Look what happens when we try to make a goal. See, it sticks its leg out very much like a real-life goalie would.
The robots can also play on their own, powered by AI, as they did in a recent tournament live-streamed across China. The technology is still a work in progress. The robots often lose balance and fall, scooped away on stretchers.
They look very much human-like in their movements.
Yeah. This is a new technology about imitation learning.
Technology the CEO thinks can be used in everything from food delivery to factories, even help kids learn new languages.
This whole robotic push comes at a time when the Chinese government is making technology, including AI, a national priority.
Already, China's a proven innovator, as we've seen with EVs. Now it's looking to dominate the field of AI-enabled robots, and the gap with the U.S. is widening, according to Morgan Stanley Research. On the turf, the focus is on innovation and attention.
We need to push the technology development, so we need a real scenario to test our technology.
Scrimmages on the soccer field that may help China to score further as a global tech leader.
Now to an unexpected discovery after the devastating July 4th floods in Texas. A volunteer who was helping with the cleanup in his community uncovered dinosaur footprints, 110 million years old. Each footprint, roughly 18 to 20 inches long, and at least 15 of them in a crisscross pattern. The county judge notified paleontologists at the University of Texas, Austin. The scientists confirmed that the tracks were left by meat-eating dinosaurs, similar to Acrocanthosaurus, a 35-foot-long carnivore. Since the discovery comes in the midst of this massive disaster cleanup effort, the paleontologists are now offering tips to locals on how to best preserve any other fossils that may be uncovered. Today's story getting a 10 out of 10, a deep dive into the science behind some cockatoos getting crunk. Maybe you've seen these birds bobbing their beaks to the beat, shaking their tail feathers on TikTok. Spectacular. Wish I could dance like that. Usually looks like I'm just winging it on the dance floor. My moves are pretty flockward. Researchers at Charles Sturt University in Australia say these unbelievable moves of the crunk cockatoos show signs of high intelligence. Our Shannon Hodge has more.
They definitely don't have two left feet. Social media is filled with videos of cockatoos busting a move. New research shows these clever birds actually have dozens of dance moves, including several newly identified ones. Researchers studied 45 videos they found through social media sites showing cockatoos cutting a rug. The results published in the open access journal PLOS ONE show cockatoos have at least 30 distinct moves, 17 of which had not previously been described scientifically. This includes headbanging, sidesteps, and body rolls. Some even come up with their own unique ways to get down, often combining several movements. Dancing in time to music has only been reported in humans and captive parrots, but some birds in the wild have been known to show off repeated movements during courtship. Cockatoos, which are part of the parrot family, are known to dance to music in captivity. Researchers say their motivation remains unclear.
All right, that's about all we have time for today. Thanks to all of you who've been subscribing to our CNN 10 YouTube channel and for posting your shout-out requests in the comments section. This one goes to... Mr. Smith at the Arizona Agribusiness and Equine Center, South Mountain in Phoenix, Arizona. We see you. And the Warriors at Winnemac Community Middle School in Winnemac, Indiana. Rise up. Go out and make someone smile today. You are more powerful than you know. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.